This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're going to be doing a lot and a lot and a lot of business here in this hour and in the hours ahead. So we have a lot of work to do. And I want to direct you to our websites, agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. We're going to be talking about the various in a sundry. We have a couple more conventions coming up we're going to be talking about. I don't think we're going to talk about it today, but we're going to be talking about it this week so we get the rocking and rolling feeling going on. Anyway, so we got a lot of things, like I said, happening, and we're really, really excited, really, really proud of the convention we just had. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that go along with that anyway. So welcome aboard, and the call-in number open in the next segment, by the way. I want to get through this business of smuggling we're going to talk about. 215-867-8255. And if you are one of those people that were on the phone call last night and heard all the nice talk about what's going on at the convention and all that stuff, you're free to call in and talk about that. I'll tell you, it was just fantastic. Utterly fantastic convention. It's going to get to be a lot better, too. The excitement building for New California is really absolutely amazing. And there's no elections for this. This is just going to happen. Anyway, the big story that's popped out here, and I'm really glad to see it, and, of course, who's taking the lead on this is the Epoch Times, of course. The Epoch Times, the billion-dollar business of human and drug smuggling. Finally, you know, why? They obviously, people listening to Agenda 21 Radio, right? So this is all slavery. Let's not make any mistake about what we're talking about here. It's slavery. All right? Slavery. By the way, my relatives, when they came to America, well, they came as, well, the working class, poor, Irish, and Scottish, right? Right. Sold into slavery, indentured servitude. Right. There was, you see, this slavery is it knows every race. And I'm not disparaging the experience of black slavery in the United States of America. I think it's absolutely iconic and emblematic of what slavery really is. But it's not slavery like you see today that you saw then, right? Wrong. It's indentured servitude. Any way you look at it, it's the same. But I don't want people to be distracted to think that slavery doesn't exist today. It does. It's flourishing. It's being brought back. You see, as the globalists want slavery, it's about slavery to them. And we've been saying this for years. I mean, I've been on the radio since 1999. Wow. it just hit me. And it's this month. Oh, no. 20 years on the radio. Yikes. Okay, just hit me. Ding, 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 ding. 20 years. But listen, but even before that, working in Southern California, Northern California, Central California, working in California in general, we've always known in the gangster world there's two ways in which gangs get money. Okay? And now it's 2019. And who is bringing – this has been stuff we've known since, gosh, I started teaching. I mean, when I started teaching in the early 70s, we had a situation with the school that I was at. And we had no fencing around the school, by the way. It was a high school. No fencing, and I'll never forget this. One day, I'm standing there teaching in my classroom. You know, a guy standing in the doorway. And I'm kind of like thinking, well, you know, who's standing in the doorway? It would be one of our, you know, staff members or something. I turn around and there's homeboy. There is homeboy right there, right in my doorway. And I mean, homeboy wasn't small. Homeboy had all the tats. He had everything going on. And he's looking at me like he's going to kill me. I'm like, I'm the teacher in the classroom, right? I'm like, what? This is the early 70s. And he had come for his girl. Okay, well, who was his girl? His girl. The first time I had this happen to me. I mean, this is in the early 70s. So I'm trying to date it for you so you get it. This is not new. This is not a new thing going on here. Well, as it turned out, I called the office in a panic. This guy's down here. So the vice principal shows up. It was one thing led to another. He wasn't here to pick up his girl like it was his daughter. Oh, no, he owned her. And he wanted her now. We lived, well, our school was near a town that was known for heavy gang activity. Homeboy shows up at my doorstep. And the bottom line, after we ciphered it through, I didn't get it. I'm like going, his girl, you know. And they were explaining, well, you know, she's beholden to him. I said, what do you mean? Well, it was slavery. It was trafficking. She was trafficked as a child, teenager. And the bottom line is she had some work to do for him. That was in the 70s. So to say that this has not been around or is a problem is just sheer lunacy. So there's two ways in which the cartels get money, drugs and trafficking and human flesh and slavery. That's why I call it that. Homeboy shows up. I'll never forget that. Homeboy. There's homeboy. And I'm sitting there thinking, that was still, you know, I wasn't small. You know? It would have been a very interesting thing. I could stop him at the door. You know, I would never let him in the classroom. But he was there for his girl to do business. Trafficking in humans. So those are the two things that cartels do to make money. Now, this is as the article, Charlotte Cuthbertson is her name. This is as it starts. And this is so true. Huge amounts of money are flowing straight to the coffers of the Mexican cartels and smuggling organizations off the backs of illegal immigrants. As the numbers of reach new heights every month, the profits continue to roll in. It's a money machine. We've covered this ad nauseum, haven't we? Border Patrol has apprehended over 400. Here's that number. Here's this number that I predicted. Here it is again. Has apprehended over 460,294 illegal aliens during the first 7 months of 2019 physical. That's who they've apprehended. That's easily over 1 or 2 million right there. Well, it's certainly 1.5 million by far. Those are the ones that don't get caught, right? The lower estimate of what illegal immigrants pay to smugglers is $1,500 per head, which would indicate a total of 690,444,000. Meanwhile, illegal immigrants from some countries, such as China, pay up to $15,000 per head. Now, I would say that $1,500, that's got to be a transfer fee or something. There's got to be other numbers in front of that. That's way too cheap. At minimum, it's $5,000 from what everybody tells. And Border Patrol, gosh, gee, we have people at the border who talk to us. Shocking. Real Border Patrol agents who talk to Agenda 21 Radio, and they tell us what's going on. I'm shocked, aren't you? So, I'm sorry, I just started to lose it here. But I'm really glad they're doing this. So, pay up to $115,000 per head. That's from China. On top of that, the $690 million figure doesn't include those who evade capture. That's my point. See, this woman listens to Agenda 21 Radio. She must. I feel like I'm coaching these people on what to say now. And that has some reality check. And I was checked out on Friday about that very, very fact. And the question is, do these news media outlets know, or are they so naive about all this stuff, about trafficking in human flesh and slavery, that they have to call on me to sort it out for them? I think so. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh. So, slavery in America, the new slave class in America, and we tolerate it. What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you sick, demented people that we tolerate this? Slavery is happening right in front of your faces. And you choose to see nothing, just move along. What is wrong with you, America? You know, people say, oh, you're so cruel to these illegal immigrants. Really? We're cruel? Hello? We're standing up against this stuff. This is slave trading. So who are the slavers out there? Pueblo Sin Frontera, of course. Who's aiding and abetting these slave traders? Well, I don't know. Catholic Charities is sure helping. Who's aiding and abetting the slave traders? Who's enjoying this human misery? Who's getting paid for it? Slavery is slavery is slavery. If we tolerate this, then what are we going to be doing? Tolerating buying and selling of whole humans alive for their organs? Like they do in China? Hello? Maybe that's the next step. That's okay, right? That's nothing to see here. Just move along. How many of you Americans who want to have an organ transplant are going to pay the $150,000 and fly to China and have the organ transplanted? Oh, by the way, we forgot to tell you. They killed the person in the morning before the organ was transplanted to put it in your body. Oh, just slight little detail, but give us $150,000. Everything's good in the hood. Listen, the guy we killed, we'll just harvest the rest of his organs, sell him to somebody else. That body is worth a lot of money. How despicable can it get, right? When there's evil, you confront it, America. That's what we Americans do. And right now, we're allowing the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the Buttigiegs, the Bernie Sanders, the Beto O'Rourke's, the Nadler's, Adam Schiff, 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 Schiff. All those clowns, Jerry Brown, oh, and Gavin Newsom, and everybody in the Assembly and Senate in California, of course, your hands are blood red, dripping with blood. That's you guys, and it's okay, right? It's not okay. We Americans stop this thing. What do you think Donald Trump is doing with putting up a fence? Listen, it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with trying to do something illegal here. He's doing what he thinks he can do to stop these hordes as part of a multi-billion dollar business. You look at Mexico, it is the most bloodthirsty place on the planet by far. And it's here in this country now because we have open borders. See, the cartels and all those affiliates, everybody who's taking money from the cartels, anybody who's getting money out of this is a slave trader. Anybody, you're tagged with it. Slave traders. T-R-A-D-E-R-S traders. Besides the other type of traitor as well. They're traitors against humanity. So this article that we're talking about here, billion-dollar business of human and drug smuggling out of Epoch Times. In Texas and Rio Grande Valley alone, 25,000 illegal aliens avoided being apprehended in the first 5 months of fiscal year 2019, while 103 were captured. I say that's a silly number, girlfriend. Only 25, I'd say it's got to be the opposite around. I cannot believe that number that you got there. Thus, she comes to applying the ratio for every 103 captured aliens, 25 get away, suggests that the total Southwest border estimates of 88,500 got aways. During the first 7 months, if each of them paid the basic fee of $1,500, that's an additional $132 million. Hey, listen, girlfriend, if you need to go to $5,000 on that number, it's not $1,500. It is not $1,500. By the time when everything is said and done to get to the border, it's $5,000 minimum. 5 to 10, that's the number, usually 8. The conservative estimate now is $823 million for the first 7 months of fiscal year. Getting close to that $1 billion, right? Former Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen estimated that 1 million illegal immigrants will be apprehended this fiscal year. That puts the low estimates of $1.8 billion, including all the gotaways. That's just so off the hook wrong, in my opinion. It says here that add the drugs. The profits for that cartels are reaping from drug trafficking are likely also on the rise. While up to 40% of the Border Patrol resources are tied up with large groups, cartels are getting a free pass around them. Human smugglers choose the timing and location of these large group crossings strategically in order to disrupt border security efforts, create a diversion for smuggling of narcotics, and allow single adults seeking to evade capture to attempt to sneak in, said former CPB Commissioner Kevin McAllen in a Senate hearing on March 6th. Even worse, these smugglers visit horrible violence, sexual assault, and extortion on some of these most vulnerable people in our hemisphere. The Rio Grande City Border Patrol Station, one of 9 stations within the Rio Grande sector in southwest Texas, is the busiest station for narcotic seizures and second busiest for illegal alien apprehensions. But despite the situation, with the station seizing 42,000 pounds of narcotics in the first 5 months of this fiscal year, we're not even probably catching about 10% of it, said Raul Ortiz, former deputy of chief Border Patrol agent for the Rio Grande sector. Now, that is an accurate number. At minimum, that's an accurate number. They're not even seizing 10% of it. See, in other words, we're going to distract. This is a classic military move. We're going to distract you over here and then run around over there and sneak in. We're going to get all the human beings together, all the little children who have been stolen from someplace probably or bought and sold or rented from their parents down in some country. Hey, you want a little baby? We'll get you one. Just call the cartel. Here you go. Call the cartel. Here you go. Area code 666-666-666-666. Dial it and find out what you get. Babies for sale. Sweet little babies. Oh, this one goes for, which one do you want? We have children with brown eyes, black eyes, blue eyes, hazel eyes. One blue, one hazel. Which one do you want? All right, we got a lineup here. Let's go have an auction. We'll auction these children off. Isn't this sick? This is what we have. And I'm trying to get you guys motivated to say something to people about this and get it going. That would mean 378,000 pounds of drugs have made it across. So that's silliness because it's probably 3 or 4 times that at least. Says the cartels are starting to push alien traffic out here where there's nothing but a little tiny itty-bitty village, Ortiz said. And why are they doing that? Not because it's close proximity to a community. No, because the cartels are using that as a diversion so that they can tie up our hands so our agents can't get the narcotics and the smuggling, blah, 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 blah. Border Patrol Chief for Yuma, Arizona, Anthony Prozetti. I did that one wrong. Said his sector is so overwhelmed with large groups of Central Americans that he estimates 50 to 60% of his manpower is unable to focus on border security. Pretty effective method of distraction, huh? 20% of those who try to evade Border Patrol know, well, they do. Anyways, there's more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com for all of your, for all, I'm making sure, we got the hookup for the phone, so if you want to call in, the telephone number for the call-in is 215-867-8255. And we got a couple different topics that, of course, we got going on right now. So you can call in. That telephone number is 215-867-8255. And, you know, that's the number. So this whole situation that's going on, I guess you would say, with the human smuggling, and you can tell how passionate I am about this. I'm throwing up the challenge. I'm throwing up the gauntlet to all you out there. Are you happy that your country is involved in slave trading? Brought to you by Nancy Pelosi? Huh? Are you? Really? You see what I'm saying? What are we to do about this, right? Well, do nothing. Nothing to see. We have our retirement. Screw everybody else. We got a retirement system, right? Those that are really the most important in this whole system, they got the retirement. We're okay. Now, what I'm doing is, yeah, you older people, the older generation, the brain trust, who were raised up and indulged in the freedoms of this country, Now you're ready to turn it over to the slave traders, right? What is wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that picture? 215-867-8255. Article goes on here. With more than half of his manpower and dedicated to the family units, all three of the highway checkpoints he runs, this is the guy in Yuma, Arizona, are closed. We don't know what is getting through, he said. Last year, we had just under 1,800 pounds of methamphetamine seized at our checkpoints. This year, we're far below that because we don't have our checkpoints open all the time. So that's hundreds and hundreds of pounds of methamphetamine, dangerous drugs getting into the communities all across America because it doesn't stay in Yuma. It goes all across America. Pima County, Arizona shares the longest international border with Mexico, much of it unsecured. We're seeing huge amounts of methamphetamine. Some of that's coming through the ports of entry. Some of it's coming across the desert areas. Fentanyl, heroin, cocaine are all coming in huge, unimaginable quantities, Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier said on April 17th. Just last week, many deputies interdicted 58 pounds of methamphetamine. Now, that's nothing, 58 pounds. It used to be that if you go 2 or 3 ounces of methamphetamine, that was considered a big deal. Now, we're getting 58 pounds. That's the point. 58 pounds is not much by comparison to what's really coming across the border. And he just made the point, says they used to just get a few ounces of it per bust. Now they're getting 58 pounds per bust. Get it? It's okay. You all like slavery. We Americans love slavery. Yep, we're all slave traders. All of us, the biggest country in the world, well, we're joining China, right? It works so well in China. Right, Tim Cook? Well, that's Apple Computer, of course. How's that slavery working out for you? How's your iPhones working? Or Nike? How are your slaves working for you out there, huh? It's a filthy business. Filthy. You should be ashamed. Now imagine the amount of overdoses, the trips to an emergency room, the addiction associated with 13. Of course, it's a booming business now, right? If you've known somebody who's been put away for alcoholism or something like that, or I do know people that like that. It's, you know, or 5150. Now, I've done as a school administrator, I used to do the 5150 thing all the time. And now my cohorts are telling me down there, in a lot of the schools in California, it's happening all the time. It's out of control. Fentanyl. It's kind of interesting. We legalize marijuana, the gateway to the rest of the drug. And it is. Come on. None of this crap you hear from all these supportive marijuana groups. It is absolutely a gateway to other drugs. Hello? Don't be, how many fingers do you see? Two? Oh, no. No, it's five. You fool. No, how many see? No, I see two. No. Let me put the gun to your head. How many do you see? I see five. Yeah. That's what we're doing here. In the end, they end it by saying in the prophets, going to the cartels. Billions upon billions of dollars going to the cartels. I think they've really lowballed the estimates here. I think they really have. And that's, I think they lowball these things because people just maybe don't understand that big number, those big numbers that are associated with it. But they're there. They're there. You know, that's the thing. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what happened at the convention. We had absolutely a spectacular New California State Convention, and we're moving forward with so many things at so many different levels. Administratively, I don't want to say that. But the legislature is concerning itself with several resolutions. And it was really, really interesting because we gave them some parameters to work with. Now, keep in mind, this is the last time that I'm going to run the show, basically, for the legislature. Listen, we're not leaving New California. It's now we're putting it upon them to accept the responsibility to govern themselves in the legislature. Now, these are the selected electeds that we had, and we're letting them baby step it here. And we've been taking a lot. And I'll tell you what, it has been amazing to watch now since the first time we put the legislature together. It's been absolutely amazing to see the growth. And we got more counties, we got more representation. And I got to tell you, I just have to tell you up front that we have a Senate and we have an Assembly. And it just is hysterical to me. And this is not disparagement. I just think this is the way it's supposed to work. And I think this is one of the great miracles of New California. When we talk about forming a new government, and I just have to say I'm so blessed to watch this whole thing transpire right in front of my face. Now, when I say this, I want you to think about it for a second, okay? Because this is one, I think, of the miracles that the founding fathers discovered. That there is a difference between the behavior patterns of a body known as a Senate and a body known as an Assembly. The dynamics in the room, from one room to the next, completely different. Completely different. It's so hysterical because, you know, you go down to some of the state capitals. I've been in Nevada and of course, Washington. And you see the behavior of people in the assemblies and senates there, or House of Representatives, and the senates there. And you say, wow, they're so different. And one behaves a lot differently than the other. And in other words, it seems to be that the Senate, by its nature, is just deliberative, and they plod along. And the assembly is kind of like chaotic. You got a lot of voices there, and they're saying a lot of different things. And I say to myself, you know, that's the miracle. We are seeing the miracle the founding fathers discovered. People have voices, and so do, well, territories. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Radio, talking about the what went on at the convention. Let me write this down. Sorry, I'm looking at my show notes and going, where'd you put that this morning? Here, where is it? Anyway, the convention we had in Fresno, and real big shout out to Marlo Jenkins. She is the co-chair down there in Fresno. And Roger Weldon, the chair, they, you know, really, Fresno County, they came alive, man. It was awesome. They did a fantastic job for it. We had just so many things that were outstanding about it. And I'm going to start with a few. First of all, Margaret Mims, the sheriff, showed up. She was invited, and we asked her to speak originally, and she said she wasn't going to speak. That was fine. Just come to dinner and enjoy, patriots that support you, because that's really what it was. We support the sheriffs in all counties of New California. We support them. And, you know, this is really, really important, obviously, to support them. And I think that if you don't support your sovereign sheriffs, then you're in trouble. Which is, again, what they're trying to do, is the same thing that they've done with the senators, right, is dilute them down. We talked about that. That's what they're trying to do, is dilute them down. So anyway, Sheriff Mims shows up. She did a fantastic. She got up and spoke and was great. It was wonderful. And, I do have to digress a little bit that I was absolutely stunned, and I was so touched that I was late. I was running late, and Friday night was kind of perfect situation though. I was running late, and of course, you know me, if I'm running late, I'm just panicked. Not driving fast. I was doing the speed laws, because it doesn't do you any good to speed and get a ticket or something else happen, so I'm doing the speed laws and I'm following, getting frustrated. I'm gonna be late. And I thought, well, they'll just take, of course, they didn't run the meeting. They said, well, I know we start the meeting at 6 o'clock, but we're not ready. And by the way, there was a bad traffic throughout the whole valley, actually, so you had to do some jugging around the schedules. So I get there, and it was interesting. I had met some of the people out front. They said, oh, great, we're waiting for you. I said, waiting? I said, oh, yeah, we're not going to start without you. So now it's an hour later. But in the meantime, what I didn't know was they were partying inside. I mean, they were having a good time. Nobody was drinking or anything. But they're partying and having a great time. Just being New Californians from all around the state. It was wonderful. And it was magical, I think, more than anything else, to see that many people, close to a couple hundred at least in that room. More than that, actually. There's more than that who showed up over the weekend. Which was, we didn't plan for that. So we had larger numbers and more diverse numbers from all over the state, from north and south. It was wonderful. So anyway, I come, I get out there and people, there was like an escort service that they escort me in. You know, there's about four or five guys and people wanting to, they're shaking my hand and everything. They're just excited. Their eyes are smiled. They're excited. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, I've driven all this way. And I was bone tired. Going, oh man. So they open and they're telling me, you wait till you see the room. It just looks spectacular inside. So I'm walking in and all of a sudden the door opens and the place erupts in applause. I was shocked. I was so much for being tired, too, because that first, the adrenaline just, boom, kicked in. And they're applauding like crazy and applauding and applauding and applauding. And I'm going, oh, my God, what is, and I'm sitting there, I was so delusional at that time. And so I'm sitting there thinking to myself, who are they applauding for? And I didn't get it. You know, I sat there for a second, and I reached my hand out and started shaking people's hands. And pretty soon I said, hey, they're applauding for you. How touching can that be? So I walk around the room like a politician. Oh, my God, don't say that. I'm not a politician. Shaking hands, hugging people, my friends in New California, who I love dearly. It was a magical moment. And it kept going. They wouldn't stop applauding. It just kept going and going. And finally, I wasn't going to go to the podium. I thought they'd had their meeting started. They didn't, of course. They were waiting for me. And I spoke. And it was really hysterical because I spoke. And then finally, Paul Taylor's in the back doing this with his, you know, got his finger on the watch. And he says, we haven't started the meeting. We're waiting for you. And everybody starts laughing. So anyway, but that's how the meeting started, and I got to tell you, I'll be touched forever with that. That was just a magical moment, and I think it was really a bigger unifying moment for New California. I think that whole weekend, the way it played out with Sheriff Mims, we had the Angel moms there, and they did they bring the house down at the end. We're going to save some of the presentations because we do have the video clips and audio clips, and you can hear that. And, of course, then we got into a whole bunch of other things. I'm running out of time right now. But over this course of this week, you're going to hear about some of the things that happened. There's Facebook information. You can go and check it out for the 4th Constitutional Convention in New California on Facebook. And you can actually see the clips. It's just getting banged out there. I mean, people are just, signing up. They're just signing up and signing up. And so now, looking in the future here, we are going to be putting together the next Constitutional Convention. It's going to be coming up pretty soon in September, and it's a big one. It's going to be a big one. We know we're already getting people wanting to know, where is it going to be and all this, what's going to happen and all this stuff. So we know that we're bucking Bronco. How's that? Real buckaroos that we are. I'll tell you, but it's really stunning to be a part of this. It's really historic. And I got to tell you that all the support that I've gotten and all the help that we've gotten, this, remember, we're a volunteer organization. We are a modern-day Minutemen and women. We're people. We're of New California. It's an epic, epic journey we're on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. We've got all kinds of things going on there. And there's going to be more things happening as the course of this week goes on, where things are happening really quick. And we're really excited. The word insurrection comes up. The word insurrection comes up. And I think this is a very, very important and salient part of what we're talking about. Anyway, so... Also, we have grievance number 69. Are you kidding me? Grievance number 69 coming. It's just they just keep on coming, baby. You know, I was telling everybody at the crowd in the crowd the other day. I said it twice. Say it again here. For the last 68 weeks, New California has stood at courthouses all around the state, grieving, sharing our grievances with the rest of the world. And in almost every single case, we have asked for the president. In fact, it's part of our prayer at the end that we pray that President Donald J. Trump declare a state of insurrection for California. That California is in a state of insurrection. We use those terms. Now, I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, the Daily Caller ran that article that the president is strongly considering a state of insurrection given the situation that we have with illegal immigration, the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, and we encourage it. There's only been one place that's been doing that and making those declarations, and that's New California. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.